Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 24, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Western Union, Bharti Airtel launch real-time money transfer services. Local online stores account for only 8% of e-commerce in Austria. Grubber integrates with FreedomPay to boost customers' payment experience. Cards not used for online payments to be disabled across India, says RBI. Amazon enters Australian gig economy with Amazon Flex rollout. Cash-free launches instant settlements feature. More than 8.2 billion chip cards with EMV chips are used globally. How auto collision repair shops can avoid a cash flow wreck. B2B fintechs start 2020 strong with more than $1 billion in VC funding. Small firms face the downside of economic growth. Now let's get started. Western Union, Bharti Airtel launch real-time money transfer services. Western Union and India-based telco Bharti Airtel have partnered to launch two new payments services that will allow customers in India and Africa to move and receive money in real time, ZDNet reports. As part of the services that are due to launch during 2020, Airtel Payments Bank customers will be able to direct any Western Union money transfer into their bank accounts in real time via their banking app. The partnership will also allow Airtel Money mobile wallet users across 14 African countries, Nigeria, Uganda, Gabon, Tanzania, Zambia, DRC, Malawi, Madagascar, Kenya, Congo, Niger, Chad, Rwanda, and Seychelles, to route any money transfer received directly to their mobile wallet. Local online stores account for only 8% of e-commerce in Austria. Consumers in Austria shop online, but not at local online stores, with only 8% of all online sales generated in the country going to an Austria-based e-commerce company. According to E-commerce News Europe, 64% go to foreign players, such as Amazon, Zalando, and H&M. Amazon accounting for 11.3% of all online sales, data from Regio Data shows. The remaining 28% goes to companies that have an Austrian branch, but are in foreign hands, such as MediaMarkt or Otto. It's estimated that e-commerce in Austria is worth 8.02 billion euros, services like OTAs and meal deliveries not included, E-commerce News Europe reports. When looking at the largest e-commerce companies in Austria, it shows that foreign players dominate the ranking. The first pure Austria-based e-commerce company, with its headquarters in the country, can be found on the 7th place. Grubber integrates with FreedomPay to boost customers' payment experience. Grubber, a technology company delivering ordering and fulfillment solutions through its self-ordering kiosk, has integrated with FreedomPay commerce platform, mobilepaymentstoday.com reports. Through this partnership, Grubber will offer its customers a more secure and convenient payment experience, while bringing digital engagement to the point of purchase. The two technologies will streamline operations while ensuring PCI compliance and payment acceptance. With FreedomPay's PCI validated P2P e-commerce platform, Grubber's customers will have access to the payment technologies, such as Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay and contactless EMV. Fully integrated, USB-connected payments from FreedomPay allow for swappable payment devices and offline support for the entire Grubber ecosystem. The company's suite of solutions includes self-service kiosks, point-of-sale systems, mobile, online and tableside ordering with food lockers and other services. Amazon enters Australian gig economy with Amazon Flex rollout. Amazon has launched Amazon Flex in Australia, an app that offers users the opportunity to deliver Amazon packages under a gig economy model. For now, the service is only available in Sydney and Melbourne, according to Business Insider. Amazon said of its Uber-like delivery service Amazon Flex that it is a way for people to earn extra money in their free time, all by delivering various packages to the company's customers. Flex is expected to help expand the company's delivery network, ramp up at peak times, and speed up delivery times for customers when demand increases. It will not change the products consumers can order, and customers will notice no changes in the order process. To sign up, users must download the Amazon Flex app on iOS or Android, then sign up and complete a background verification process. Cash-free launches instant settlements feature. Cash-free, an India-based business payments platform, has launched the instant settlements feature for faster settlements and improved cash flow for businesses. The feature allows businesses to reduce the usual T+3, transaction date plus number of business days, settlement cycle and to access funds within 15 minutes of capturing the payment, even on bank holidays. The introduction of instant settlements removes the time gap between payments capture and fund accessibility, making it a lucrative offering for businesses. Cash-free's instant settlements feature is in line with the RBI's proposal to make 24/7 availability of NEFT infrastructure a reality. As part of the company's expansion plan, Cash-free will soon extend the instant settlement facility to its other collection products, including auto collect and marketplace settlement. In 2019, Cash-free had pioneered instant refunds in India and introduced same-day settlements for businesses. Instant settlements will be available for all existing as well as new Cash-free Payments Gateway users, subject to evaluation of creditworthiness and other parameters. How auto collision repair shops can avoid a cash flow wreck. Cash flow management remains a major headache for small companies of all kinds, preventing many firms from making payroll, paying bills, or even staying in business. Getting a handle on cash flowing in through accounts receivable (AR) and money flowing out through payroll and accounts payable (AP) is no easy task for resource-strapped SMBs, but in the auto collision market, cash flow complexities can be more extreme than the average mom-and-pop shop. When an auto accident occurs, the financial transactions associated with repairing a vehicle are anything but straightforward. Between the management of insurance provider relationships, fluctuating labor rates and unique challenges in procuring parts, this industry's cash flows are highly complex. In many cases, they limit a shop's ability to accurately manage financials and prevent losses. Repair facilities have a unique situation compared to most small businesses in that they have a complicated payment scenario, explained Mitchell International Vice President of Repair Industry Solutions Workflow Jack Rosent in a recent interview with PYMNTS. The accounts receivable process for these repair shops is particularly complicated, but as Rosent explained, RISNT the only function creating cash flow bottlenecks and a lack of transparency. Cash inflow complexity. Collision repair shops' insurance provider relationships mean receivables aren't coming in from the same payer or even at the same time, Rosent noted. Instead of a customer coming in, having their car repaired and paying the shop for that transaction, in collision repair you typically have an insurance claim involved, he said. The insurance company is the one paying the repair facility, less the deductible. Now you're collecting $500 from the consumer and getting paid the balance on the repair from the insurance company. To make things even more complicated, a car owner will often request additional repairs unrelated to the accident, adding a different category of receivable on the same vehicle. All of these transactions will come in at different times and in different ways, too. For instance, an insurance provider will send an ACH transaction upon completion of a job, but a car owner may pay via credit card when they pick up the vehicle. Further, in the case of an auto collision in which a third party is at fault, and that third party's insurance provider will be paying for the repairs, there is no guarantee that the repair shop has a relationship with that particular insurance company, thereby raising the risk of coverage disputes and delayed insurance payouts. When repair shops are managing receivables for hundreds of vehicle repair jobs, the complexities of invoicing and tracking incoming payments can quickly become overwhelming. But as Rosent warned, accounts receivable management challenges are only one side of this industry's cash flow management story. Cash outflow volatility. On the AP end, Rosen said collision repair shops tend to have a fixed number of trusted suppliers that can make the procurement process more efficient, though these businesses tend to have a high volume of payables. But the real complexity, he said, comes from the fact that parts often get returned. This is a frequent occurrence in the collision repair market. During a collision, a car part may have fallen off, but perhaps was not damaged and can still be used in the repair process, meaning the shop will have to return the unnecessary replacement part. In another scenario, Rosent explained that a shop may have ordered an aftermarket part that does not correctly fit the vehicle, leading the shop to have to return that part for credit and purchase an OEM, original equipment manufacturer, part direct from the dealer. If I don't track those parts correctly with the vendors, I am not going to get credit for everything I return and make sure I get my money back, he said. When you're talking hundreds of repairs in a month, with maybe 50 to 100 parts per repair, and some percentage of them are getting returned, it can get complicated if you don't have good systems to track it. You can lose a lot of money. Also unique to this market is another way cash outflows can become tangled up: labor costs. As Rosent explained, in the collision repair space, unlike the mechanical repair industry, insurance companies will negotiate and set labor rates for the shops. For one single dealership, labor rates in the collision center might be significantly different than for mechanical repairs. For those collision centers, a variety of plans can be deployed to set wages. Workers doing different types of repair work may get a percentage on a single repair order, or shops may offer a flat rate salary plus a bonus. In another scenario, a shop may deploy a plan in which each different worker on a single auto repair job is paid from a group plan. Finding a unified view. Considering these complexities, Rosent noted that it's critical for these shops to have a streamlined view of their cash inflows and outflows. Even more important is for business management platforms like Mitchell to integrate into their existing accounting platforms, which was the motivation behind Mitchell's Repair Center's recent integration into Intuit QuickBooks Online. Cash flow management continues to be a major pain point for small businesses of all kinds. Researchers at Intuit QuickBooks last year found that cash flow challenges are preventing one-third of U.S. small businesses from paying their own bills and making payroll. Considering the unique complexities of the collision repair arena, Rosent said it is imperative that these small businesses embrace digitization and back-office data integration, enabling the repair facility to quickly and easily integrate that complicated repair order without any additional rekeying into their accounting system. B2B fintechs start 2020 strong with more than $1 billion in VC funding. While businesses have more sources of capital than ever before, from bank loans to initial coin offerings to alternative online investments, experts are urging small to medium-sized businesses, SMBs, to take a strategic approach to their fundraising efforts, often by combining a variety of funding sources to mitigate risk. Venture capital, VC, is not easily available to every startup, but this week, VC investors hinted at a big year ahead for the B2B fintech space. In total, more than $1 billion was raised this week, with funds landing at an array of technologies from B2B payments to payroll to e-procurement. OnPay. In its oversubscribed Series A funding round, OnPay, a Georgia-based payroll software startup, secured $6 million, the company said this week. The firm said it plans to focus on scaling up and product innovation, building out its staff, and strengthening marketing initiatives. OnPay had initially aimed to raise $5 million in its funding round, and while the company did not disclose who participated in the investment, it did note that former WorldPay US CEO Tony Catalfano will join OnPay's board of directors. Skynamo. Designed for the field services industry, Skynamo's offering connects businesses to a sales app and management solution while enabling sales representatives to reduce their reliance on paper. With GPS functionality to help managers gain a holistic view of their sales rep teams, and integration with ERP and accounting platforms to manage finances, Skynamo attracted a $30 million investment from Five Elms Capital, the company said this week. The firm, based in South Africa, said it will use the funding to scale operations across Southern Africa, the US and UK. Flutterwave. In a rarity for B2B fintech funding, B2B payments startup Flutterwave announced a $35 million fundraise, turning the spotlight to Nigeria's fintech community. The company, based in both San Francisco and Lagos, secured the investment from WorldPay, which has also struck a strategic partnership with the firm. Flutterwave said it will use the funding to further build out its technology and continue expansion throughout Africa, with a focus on enabling African businesses to make payments to other companies both within Africa and abroad. Flowcast. Operating in the close management space, Flowcast connects accountants to technology that can help them close the books more quickly and more accurately. Investors at Norwest Venture Partners, Insight Partners and Polaris Partners provided a combined $40 million in Series C funding, which Flowcast said will be used to accelerate expansion of its customer base and invest in its technology. Liberis. UK. SMB lender Liberis announced $42 million in new funding this week in support of its platform connecting SMBs to capital based on their future incoming debit and credit card sales. FTV Capital led the investment, which will be used to expand throughout Europe and the US, as well as boost its workforce by 30%, the company said. In a statement, Liberis CEO Rob Strieff added that the company plans to expand its product range and onboard new partners. ScoutBee. Offering businesses a platform to discover B2B vendors and manage procurement, ScoutBee announced a $60 million Series B funding round led by Atomico, while Lakestar and Next 47 also participated, as did several existing investors. The company said it will use the investment to propel the company's goal of helping corporate customers save $10 billion a year through strategic supplier and procurement management technologies, as well as to invest in research and development, explore strategic acquisitions, and focus on customer acquisition. Personio. Based in Germany, Personio provides SMBs a human resources management and payroll technology offering that has attracted €67.6 million, nearly $75 million, in fresh funding for the firm. Reports in EU startups said the company will deploy the Series C capital to expand its market presence and promote automation in HR and payroll operations. Excel led the round, reports said, which also saw participation from a slew of other backers including Lightspeed Venture Partners, SuccessFactors former CEO Lars Dalgaard, and previous investors Index Ventures, Northzone, Global Founders Capital and Picus Capital. Tink. The £90 million euro, $99.5 million funding round for Tink will be used to help the Sweden-based company build out its open banking platform to facilitate connections between bank accounts and customers. Investors at Don Capital, HMI Capital and Insight Partners all co-led the investment, reports said, which will also go toward product development as the company gears up to expand throughout Europe. Conto. French challenger bank Conto, which targets SMBs as well as freelancers, announced a $115 million Series C fundraise led by DST Global and Tencent, as well as other backers, reports this week said. The company aims to connect SMBs with mobile and online-first banking services and said it will use the funding to strengthen its position within its current markets, upgrade its product offering, and hire new employees. AvidXchange. Accounts payable automation company AvidXchange secured $260 million in new funding this week, with investors at TPG Sixth Street Partners leading the equity capital investment. AvidXchange said it plans to fuel its growth and technological innovation as it continues to build out its accounts payable and accounts receivable solutions for both buyers and suppliers, while encouraging B2B transactions to embrace digitization and electronic payments. Berkshire Grey. Operating in the retail robotics and artificial intelligence space, Berkshire Grey raised a $263 million Series B funding round this week for its technology, enabling retail, e-commerce and logistics fulfillment automation. Investors included SoftBank, Khosla Ventures, New Enterprise Associates and Canaan, with Berkshire Grey noting it plans to use the investment to finance future growth, strategic acquisitions and staff expansion. Its services include robotics automation in picking, packing and sorting items to enhance warehouse and distribution process automation. Small firms face the downside of economic growth. Corporate finance professionals are split on the future of the U.S. economy. The Deloitte CFO Signals survey was released earlier this month, and researchers found nearly all chief financial officers at large U.S. corporations expect the U.S. economy to slow down in 2020, although they continue to view the current state of the economy as good. Separate research from TD Bank released last week, meanwhile, revealed half of corporate treasurers are not predicting an economic recession this year. Whether a recession is ahead or not, businesses and in particular, small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs) remain optimistic. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Q4 2019 Small Business Index, conducted with MetLife, reached an all-time high for the quarter with 69% of surveyed SMBs saying they are in good health, and 59% reporting optimism for the future. But economic strength and SMB growth aren't without their challenges. Gregory Walichuk, president and co-founder of SMB advisory services provider GMW Carolina, recently spoke with PYMNTS about the challenges SMBs face today despite a robust economy and opportunity for expansion. The talent crunch. One of the largest hurdles they face today, he noted, is in finding and retaining talent. As the economy is heating up, attracting and retaining talented people is one of the biggest challenges, he said. Indeed, the strength of the U.S. economy and record low unemployment rate has led to SMB owners struggling with a shrunken talent pool. And while the rise of the gig economy has expanded that pool, Walichuk said on-demand workers don't benefit every kind of SMB. For SMBs in need of short-term labor for a marketing project or equipment installation, gig workers can be immensely beneficial, he said. On the other hand, if their business is brick and mortar, for example a restaurant or retailer, gig workers can have very little benefit overall because the ramp-up time for learning a POS point-of-sale system, or learning recipes, is difficult. Cash flow pains. Walichuk also emphasized that in a robust economy, while SMBs may be able to ramp up their sales and expand their customer base, the challenge of actually collecting payments from their clients continues to add a significant burden on their cash flows. PYMNT's own research has found an estimated $3.1 trillion caught up in SMBs' receivables in the U.S. Small businesses are notoriously not that strategic about looking at cash flow, whether managing receivables or payment terms, or making sure they don't have outstanding balances, Walichuk said. The result of such a cash flow bottleneck can be a domino effect of future financial problems. Among the largest is the friction SMB owners face when seeking capital. Oftentimes, he said, SMB owners will wait until they are in a cash flow crunch to seek capital, for instance, when they're facing a high volume of unpaid receivables, and that's exactly the moment when banks want to finance that business. Notoriously, small businesses will wait until they're in trouble, and at that point, nobody wants to open up a line of credit for them, noted Walichuk. He added that in his personal experience, he's seen SMBs forced to rely on personal credit cards for emergency funding, a strategy that has landed some entrepreneurs to declare personal bankruptcy. In other cases, he's witnessed SMBs failing to pay their taxes because they're in such a financial bind, ultimately forcing them to shut down. It's the age-old saying, banks are only willing to give you money when you don't need it, he said. That's still the case today, it hasn't gotten easier. Rising cybersecurity risks. Phishing attacks and other cybersecurity threats continue to intensify for companies today, a threat that even a growing economy cannot mitigate. TD Bank's recent report found that 40% of financial professionals surveyed agreed cybersecurity remains a top threat and their top operational challenge for the year ahead. But this risk isn't reserved for large businesses. Walichuk pointed to a separate analysis from Verizon published last year that found 43% of cyberattacks target SMBs. Exacerbating this risk is the observation that many SMBs are unaware this risk is so high, and as a result, said Walichuk, SMB owners continue to expose themselves in unsuspecting ways. You may have one computer to process payment and do email, which opens you up to more vulnerability, he said. Small businesses also have opened up their networks for free guest Wi-Fi, which also opens them up to exposure. Combining tech with education. There are simple ways SMBs can strengthen their position in today's market and address some of their biggest pain points. In cybersecurity, for instance, Walichuk recommended that SMBs separate their payment systems from the systems they use to conduct email correspondence. He also highlighted the importance of investing in automation technologies to support cash flow management and accounts receivable processes, as well as obtaining lines of credit or business loans before a company is in dire straits. Many of the technologies available can quickly prove a strong return on investment, he said. It really is pennies on the dollar and can be beneficial, he noted. The harder challenge is the education factor for the small business owner to understand that, while they're cash-strapped, another $150 a month could save them $10,000, or speed up their receivables. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.